Hi, good afternoon, everyone. This is Frank, and today I'd like to talk about my new acquisition, which is a pair of Apple AirPods Pro Generation 3. So let's back up for a second. I had an iPhone 11 Pro, which has served me well, you know, since it came out. However, just recently, the battery life dropped considerably. It's time for a new phone. So I got an Apple iPhone 17 Pro, and that went well, the upgrade. So I've always used a Bluetooth earpiece made by Jabra, and I think the number was 8080 or 8010. It's very old. I've used it with several generations of phones that I've had. So I tried to pair it with my new iPhone 17, and even though it paired fairly easily, it was cutting in and out the audio. So I don't know if there's a mismatch with the newer versions of Bluetooth or the older versions of Bluetooth or maybe Bluetooth profiles. Or maybe it's just time to replace the earbud. So wanted a new Bluetooth earbud. So I stayed within the Apple ecosystem and I bought the Apple AirPods Pro Gen 3. So when you get them, you get a little box, you know, Apple cardboard box that's maybe about the size of a pack of cigarettes, and you pop it open. And inside that, there's a little plastic case, which is about 2 inches by about an inch and a half by about maybe 3/4 inch. And below that, there's a cardboard insert. And don't throw out that insert, I can tell you, because that is where the extra tips for the AirPods are. So let me just talk about those tips for a minute. So when you open up the little plastic case, and what you want to do is you want to put the case forward so the flipped up hinge is facing you and it flips up as opposed to flipping down. And when you do that, the AirPods are held in magnetically to the case. And the one on the right is the right AirPod, and the one on the left is the left AirPod. And they come with the medium-sized tip already on them. And if that doesn't work well, you could use any of the other tips that includes. And it got tips all the way from large down to extra small. And from my understanding, the extra small is like a new addition this year. So maybe they're looking for to expand into like above the youth market. Anyway, so the AirPods case itself is a charging case and doesn't have any buttons on the outside and does have a USB-C port. There is no USB cable included in it. You have to supply your own. However, I don't actually use that. I have a wireless charger and it is a wireless charging case, so you could just put it on your wireless charger and it charges. And it charges pretty quick too. So once you get them out of the case, what you want to do is you want to fit the, you know, put them in your ear, and you have to stick them in fairly deep, and you want to get a good fit, and that's very important, and Apple always stresses that, you know, with any time you read any of its literature or listen to any of its podcasts, that a good fit is essential. So you want to make sure that you have the right size tips, and there's actually a little bit of thing that we'll talk about later on the iPhone that'll actually let you determine if you have a good fit or not. So the AirPods themselves are very small, maybe about an inch and a half, the part that sticks out of your ear, and there's a little stem. And that stem, you need to rotate so it kind of angled towards your mouth. That's where the microphones are. And then on top of the stem is a force touch pad, which acts as a button. And that button does several different things. We'll talk more about, you know, those buttons as we go along. So again, you want to make sure you have a good fit for your AirPods. They don't include any type of ear hook or head strap. And from my experience, if you're just walking around the house with them, or if you're sitting still, is no problem. They never do fall out if you have the right size ear tips. And if you're doing something a little more vigorous, like exercising, you know, any type of brisk walking, you may want to get like an ear hook for them or a headband. And if you go on eBay or Amazon, for about $10, you get magnetic headbands or ear hooks that will actually make them stay on a little bit more securely. Once you get them charged up, you get them out of it, get them into your ears, you want to pair it to your device. Now, you could pair these with pretty much any device from any manufacturer. However, because they're made by Apple, a lot of the features that are included with them are only available to Apple devices, and they're specifically made to work with Apple. They integrate nicely into the Apple ecosystem. And I'll tell you, I've paired them with both my iPhone and my M4 MacBook Air. And they do work well with Apple products. So anyway, so what I did was I put them in and they have detection that automatically detects when they're in your ears and they kind of turn on or go into pairing mode. And the iPhone immediately saw them, and it popped up a little thing on the screen that says, yeah, do you accept the terms of service, all that yada yada yada, accept, yeah, boom, pair, good. Very easy. A couple little steps and it's paired. So once he did that, audio automatically started going right to the AirPods. No problem whatsoever. And I started out by, I didn't actually go into any of the advanced settings yet. I just wanted to see how it did with some audio. So I played some music and got, this is going to be very subjective when you listen to music. So your results may vary. Your opinions may vary on how things sound. I thought they have surprisingly good bass. Decent high end. The only thing I was a little disappointed about was it didn't have a good sound stage. And what I mean by sound stage is that when you listen to music, you want to have a feeling as if you're in front of a stage of performers. You know, you get the bass guitarist on one side, the lead guitarist on the other side, the vocalist in the middle, drummer in the rear, and you get that feeling of three dimensions of where each, you know, performer is, and where each sound has come from. That's a sound stage. And, you know, a good audio system, you'll feel as if you're singing right in front of a live stage. I don't think the sound stage was very good with these. Again, this is all subjective, so you know, you may have different results. But I do think it had good bass and good high ends as well, so the frequency range is good. Okay, like I said, these integrate very well into the Apple ecosystem. And if you're using an iPhone, when you go into the Settings app, there is about one-third of the way down, you could actually tap on the name of your AirPods and you get all the settings. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to, hopefully you'll be able to hear this a little bit.
Name, baby pods. Baby,
okay, so it says Baby Buds because that's the name I named my AirPods. By default, it just takes the name of your phone and I think mine said something like Frank's AirPods. And I have this pet peeve about how Apple names everything, you know, Frank's this, Frank's Mac Mini, Frank's MacBook Air, whatever. So I always change everything. So these are Baby Buds and there's no rhyme or reason. It just sounded good to me. So, and here is the settings you get. We're just going to swipe through it and we'll talk a little bit about everything that we hear.
AirPods, 100%.
Okay, so now let's talk about power. That's 100% charged. They have, you know, charged quickly. They hold a charge for, so far I haven't actually gotten them to go dead yet. I've been using them, you know, pretty much all day.
Case, 100%.
Cases, you know, 100% power. That's how much battery charge you have in the case.
Name.
The name, if I could always dabble tap on that, change the name again. I like the name, so we're going to keep it as Baby Buds.
Listening mode, heading.
Listening mode. This is probably where these shine compared to most of the other, you know, the Bluetooth earbuds that are on the market. So these have adaptive listening and noise cancellation and all sorts of fancy stuff. So we'll talk a little bit about that, what we could do here.
Off.
So one thing is if you click on off, there's no signal processing. Basically, you're just hearing everything of the outside world. Not even if a gunshot goes off or something loud, it's not going to, you know, there'll be no reduction in volume. There's no ear protection and anything like that. So off totally turns off all the audio processing. Basically, just lets everything in.
Transparency.
And next mode is transparency. This one is where it lets in the outside world. And this is probably the one you're going to be using if you're walking around town with it as a blind person. But it still has hearing protection, meaning that if you have loud noise, it'll cut that off. So it is limits to what it will let in, but generally lets in everything. So that's, you know, this is like the walk around town in traffic type of mode. Adaptive. So adaptive, it does do noise cancellation, but it has a threshold, and you can actually modify a threshold of when it should let things noises in and when it should cancel out noises. And then there's the regular noise cancellation mode where you hear what's coming through, you know, from your device, but you really almost hear almost nothing else. And it's pretty amazing. I kind of use these when I'm exercising on my workout bike in the basement. And, you know, I got noises of like there's a dehumidifier running, there's a fan on the bike itself. You know, there's like water running through the pipes because we're in the basement. Hit that mode, all of that disappears. It probably the feature that's most impressive here is noise cancellation, and I've used other noise canceling headphones and earbuds, and so far I think this is the best. And again, you know, all subjective, but I'm very impressed by noise cancellation that these have. And then here's hearing health, and this is another interesting little feature that it has. And if you're actually concerned about your hearing, if you're like me and have some hearing loss, this could be very useful.
Hearing protection,
that's how you actually could configure little settings as far as what gets through the AirPods and not. You know, generally, I think all the default settings are pretty good.
Hearing assistance. Hearing aid immediate assist are on.
Okay, so one of the things you could do is that you could actually use these as hearing aids. And one of the things you could tap on is a hearing test. In fact, you have to go through the hearing test if you want to use some hearing aids. So the hearing test, you have to be in a very quiet environment. So find like a room or, you know, maybe an area of your house that is very quiet, no background noise. And you run the hearing test and it gives you, and this is all accessible with VoiceOver. It gives you a couple beeps. Go beep, 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 and or beep, 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 and does different tones and frequencies. It does the left ear first. And when you hear the tone, you just double tap on the screen, and then it'll go through the left ear, and then it'll go through the right ear, and it'll give you a report as to what your hearing is. As expected, mine was a little hearing loss on the left ear and moderate hearing loss on the right ear, which is what I expected. I kind of knew that. And once you go through the hearing test, one of the options you have is to turn on hearing aid. And I did that and actually uses your hearing test to customize the sound coming into. Actually makes it easier to hear spoken content and stuff like that. So, and they do work fairly well. Yeah.
Take a hearing test.
If I want to take the hearing test again, that's where I would take it.
AirPods Pro can help protect your hearing. You can also use them to take a hearing test and use the results to adjust AirPods Pro to match your unique ability to hear. Learn more. Link. Press and hold AirPods. Heading.
Okay, so like I told you, on each AirPod, on the top of the stem, there's a fourth touch button. Again, it's not a physical button, it's just where you touch it. For instance, if you're playing audio, you tap it once to play, slash pause, tap it twice to move to the next track, three taps will move to the previous tap. If you want to answer the phone, you could tap it once, yeah. And you could actually change what each of these things, the function of the, for each side. Like, for instance, I have mine set, so if I hold down the long press of the force touch pad on the right one, it changes from noise cancelling to transparency. And on the left one, it activates Siri. So, and that's just my own preference. Again, this is totally customizable.
Left, Siri, button, right, listening mode, call controls, heading, answer call, press once, button.
And these are the answer controls.
Mute and unmute, press once, button call, press twice, button. Camera control, heading, camera remote.
So you can actually use this as a camera control, meaning if you're using it, you want to take a selfie, you could have it tap the AirPods, and it'll go into a little timer mode, and then it'll take the picture. So, and
as it. Personalized volume. Adjust the volume of media in response to your environment. Switch button.
So, that actually will kind of does like an automatic level control. So, if you're in a noisy environment, you get a little more audio. In a quiet environment, you get a little less audio. Interesting when you use that. It's kind of subtle, but you actually realize it's doing it. It's not dramatic. Crank up and crank down faster, quick amounts. It's actually in very small amounts. So it's kind of, you don't realize it's happening, but it does do that. It's pretty cool. It's automatic level control, basically.
Conversation awareness. Lowers media volume and reduces background noise when you start speaking to other people. Switch button on.
So it has conversation awareness. And that's where you will actually emphasize sounds in the vocal range there where people speak. And this is actually pretty impressive. Again, this feature exists in other devices, but it's probably the best I've heard it yet. And it does a good job, especially for someone who has trouble hearing like I do.
Adaptive audio button. Automatic ear detection. Switch button.
So automatic ear detection, when you put it in ears, it could tell, it'll know that it's in your ear. It turns on and off by itself. Very cool feature. And of course, you could actually have it set not to connect to the phone if you want.
Automatically transfer the audio, spatial audio, heading. Personalized spatial audio, button. See and hear how it works, button.
So spatial audio, again, when we talked about creating a sound stage and 3D audio, mostly for things like movies, they have Dolby Atmos and stuff like that, you can actually create 3D audio. Again, that's really for something where you would actually have you're playing audio that supports, something like that.
Hear audio rendered immersively in three dimensions. Audio for improved audio. Learn more. Link. Applications may be able to access translation. Beta. Heading.
Okay, so here's a feature that is technically in beta. I haven't had the opportunity to try it yet because I haven't really been out with anyone who is fluent in Spanish, but I want to try this maybe, in the upcoming feature. This does live translation of languages. What you want to do is you'll have to tap on that to set it up, and you have to download the language. It's got about, most of the basic languages, these things, Spanish, Italian, French. There are a few that it does not support yet. I don't think it supports Mandarin and stuff like that. But it does do live translation. I've heard some demos. I haven't tried myself. Again, it's beta. So I think at some point in time, I'm probably going to do a whole, review just of that by itself, maybe when it gets a little more mature. So I'm going to leave that for now, but it can do live translation of languages.
Languages.
Okay. Again, that's where you would tap on to install the languages.
With both AirPods in your ears, press and hold both AirPods to start translation.
And it's got like, has like the sleep detection that most devices these days have, like headphones, and it could just turn off the audio for you. Yeah, it just turns on and off the little chime for the charging case when you put it on a charge. It goes ding. And again, if you have Find My enabled, it'll actually find these. Again, if you can't find them, you could use Find My. And accessibility, you could change how some of the controls work to make it a little bit easier if you have trouble pressing the controls. So fit and comfort. So originally when we started this review, I talked about having to find the right ear tip size that works for you. And again, you got about 5 to choose from. So once you get the one that feels good, you know, it feels like it's staying in your ear. This control here where it says test ear fit, it pressurizes the seal with some audio and it'll tell you if you got the right fit or not. It's a pretty cool feature to have.
A good seal helps with acoustic off listening mode. Switch button on. When this is on, AirPods listening modes will include an off option. Your hearing is not protected when the listening mode is set to off.
Again, we talked about when you turn all the listening modes off, then you have absolutely no audio protection at all. It's just basically listening to anything, any sound that comes through.
Privacy. Heading.
Hear rate.
Switch button.
Okay, here's an interesting little thing that I didn't realize they had until I actually bought them. So they actually measure your heart rate, obviously in your ear. So I guess it's using some of the blood vessels in your ear to actually do that. And it automatically sends it to the Apple Health app or any other app that's enabled in that way. So interesting little thing. Just like the watch can monitor your heart rate, so can these AirPods. Pretty cool. And that's about it.
Okay.
So that's all the controls in the control panel. Again, it's all very accessible, very easy to use. You know, a lot of it is set and forget it type of thing, which I like. I'm a big proponent of not having to make too many changes at times. So we'll talk a little bit about using it on my computer. So originally I told you that I got them for the iPhone. And when I first powered them up, I had to accept the terms, click on accept terms, pair, and a couple buttons, and then it connected to my iPhone. So I also wanted to be able to use them on my 2024 MacBook Air M4 model. And I actually thought that would be kind of a little more complicated. So in reality, it is not at all. So since it was already registered, I registered when I connected to my iPhone. I just put them in my ear, started using my MacBook, and I didn't even have to say pair, accept, whatever, none of that. It just started working. So I thought that was pretty impressive, yeah. And it's interesting because if I'm using it on the MacBook and then I start using the phone, it'll switch back and forth depending on which device I'm actually using. You know, it doesn't really have to, I only don't have to do anything to do that. So that's pretty easy to use. I haven't really had the opportunity to really run the battery down. I've been using them most of the day and the battery still stays high. Of course, they're brand new, so, you know, it's going to hold the charge better than it would be when it get a little bit older. I paid $249 for mine. I did see on Amazon, and I saw this actually the day after I bought them, so is that there's $199 special on sale, and that's the Apple AirPods Pro Gen 2, which is the previous generation. Looks like most of the features are the same. And in fact, I even think they run on the same processors. So, you know, if you want to save a little money, you could also get it that way. In comparison, I know Bose makes Quiet Comfort earbuds that are very similar to these. And I think those are actually more expensive. And I think Audio Technica make a version that's similar, does a similar thing. So there's definitely other things on the market. Obviously, I don't have them to test out, but if anyone wants to review any of them and wants to do a comparison, that'd be great.
Okay. So when I first started recording this presentation, like I said, I didn't have a chance to try out any of the translation features. However, on Monday evening, I was flipping through channels and put on Monday Night Football, and I had the SAP feature turned on because I use audio description on that TV, and it was in Spanish. So I took advantage of that, and I turned on the translation on the AirPods simply by pressing both the touch sensors on both AirPods at the same time. And it did work, with some caveats. So there was a two-person team, a gentleman and a lady. He was doing the play-by-play, and she was doing the color commentary. For the most part, I was able to follow what was going on. At times, there was some lag, but at times, also, it was immediate. So when there was a little bit of background noise, it skipped a few words, so it sometimes got words wrong, which you'd expect from, like, commentators doing a sporting event, so that makes sense. The other thing, too, is I was singing in the kitchen, and it was fairly quiet. Then when Nina came in, started talking to me, it did say too much ambient noise to do a translation. So I think with this very, very limited testing, probably if you just sing, in a room talking to someone in a foreign language, there'd probably be some value to it. I don't think it would work on a loud, noisy street. But again, this is the beta version of it, and I'm sure there's going to be improvements. So that's my very limited experience with the translation, but it is promising. So I just wanted to let everyone know that I did have an opportunity to try that since I made that first part of this recording. So the one thing that we didn't talk about, we were talking about mostly about how they are when you're using it to listen to things, is how are they when you're trying to use them as microphones to record things. In both the iPhone and on the Mac, obviously they'll show up as an audio device. And if you're using a Mac, you could customize it a lot of ways by going to the system settings, sound, and input, and you'll see it as an audio device, just like any other audio device you have on your system. So if you want to know how the sound is as far as recording, well, let's just say this entire review so far, I've recorded using the AirPods Pro 3. So that's how they sound. Okay, so again, these are fairly straightforward. They're very easy to use within the Apple ecosystem, user-friendly, we'll call it. And so far, so good. And be happy to entertain any questions or comments.
Frank, this is Amy. I had bought the AirPods Pro Generation 2, and I think you're right. Most of the features are similar. I don't think that heart rate feature is in the Generation 2, though. I've never come across that. I think that's new with the Generation 3.
I think you're right, yeah.
I did buy a strap. So the form factor is almost the same, I think. I did buy, I call it a keeper strap, a strap that loops behind your neck and has a little silicone piece on each end of the strap that, and with a little hole that slides onto the stem on each of them. And so it's just another way to keep them with you. Because that's my biggest complaint about them in general, is them falling out. And, being a blind person, trying to find a little dinky thing on the ground is like a nightmare.
I did buy those as well. If anyone who wants the link, it's about, like $10 on eBay.
Yeah, exactly. Amazon. It was $10 on Amazon. Yeah. I did experiment. I did buy another pair of earbuds. They'll just mention, hey, I can't do a demo, but it's the Beats Fit Pro or something like that. And I bought those because I thought they were going to have an ear hook. You may remember, like last year, I was wildly enthusiastic about some Shox Fit Pro earbuds that had an ear hook. They're really good for exercising, which I do, But those turned out to have a pretty significant latency problem. So I had the AirPods Pro 2, but I was worried about them falling out. And I really wanted a fitness pair, that would really stay on. So I shopped with ChatGPT, actually. I asked for recommendation for earbuds for fitness and exercise that had very little latency with voiceover. And ChatGPT actually recommended these Beats Fit Pro, I think they're called. And they don't have an ear hook. They have a little extra piece of silicone that kind of sticks a little bit into some of the cartilage of your ear to kind of keep them a little bit more in place than the Apple AirPods. They stay better than the AirPods. They don't stay as well as with the ear hook on the Shox, but the latency is minimal. And I didn't realize this, that Beats is actually owned by Apple. I just learned something about earbuds. You get the best results with these earbuds that are tuned to the iPhone. By Apple.
I have a pair of knockoff Aftershocks, the cheap Chinese brand. They're like $30, but there's no latency. They really good. If anyone wants a pair of cheap ones, go on Amazon, search for Z8, the number 8 Bluetooth headset. It's usually between $30 and $40, depending on if the sale is at the time. And it's like a knockoff version of the original Aftershocks. They actually sound pretty good, but they're much cheaper.
I've got the AirPods too. I love them. My hearing isn't great in my right ear, but it's good in my left ear. So I'm always using one bud. And then if I have to, I can sort of fit the other way in my ear by wearing it upside down. It works. I mean, I wouldn't want to be outside and doing it necessarily, but it works. The one that goes in my left ear works pretty well, better than the AirPods 1, I thought. Problem is that, when you're outside or when you're wearing a hat, you're much more prone to possibly having the AirPod come off. So I wear my hearing aid when I'm outside anyway. You know, that's synced with the iPhone. That's a problem that's sort of eliminated. Actually, I find sometimes you can hear the phone better outside with an earpiece than you can without it. You know, the distortion factors, the tone isn't as good. So the AirPods and the hearing aid, I think, improve it quite a bit.
I think the heart rate sensor, if I remember correctly, is supposed to be available even in the Pro 2s. It wasn't there, but that it's a software issue. They had an issue with some company saying they stole their technology, so they were barred from making it available in the U.S. On the 2s, that feature was available in other countries except the U.S. But apparently, they found a way around. So now, that issue is fixed. So even in the 2, it's going to be available. The way they describe it is sort of keeping track over a period, and then it's able to tell you when your heart rate is sort of in the danger zone or something. So it's not like you can use it to measure live and be able to get a good heart rate thing. It's doing it over time and kind of watches if it goes outside it. Whatever it's supposed to be normal range, and then it will alert you. I think that's how it's supposed to work. Frank, I have a question. You referenced the straps to kind of keep them from running away from you. You mentioned magnetic. I'm curious about those options. I bought the type that Amy has with the silicone thing that you... But you talked about magnetic, so I'm curious about
that option. So I'll say what it is the ones I got are silicone as well. So you slip them over the stem. But there's magnets in that part. So they sort of snap together when you're storing them.
Okay. Amy, I think there's supposed to be an older version of the Beats. It still has Pro and something else in it that actually has an ear loop. It's an older version, yeah.
I
heard some time ago, about 6 months ago, somebody saying they love it so much that they still have it. And then the version is old. The person even in that conversation said it's an older version and they are keeping it because of that feature. Okay. So there may be something out there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I have another question. If anyone has paired these AirPods, either generation 2 or 3, with a Windows laptop?
I did try it.
Did it work?
Well, if you're playing music, it works good. If you're using screen reader, you have the usual Windows latency that you get with every Bluetooth earpiece.
Does anybody use any Bluetooth earbuds with a Windows computer?
I've also used the AirPods on occasion with like a Dell Latitude Windows laptop, and it worked, you know, reasonably, not perfect, but it's definitely, I don't remember any major complaints.
I'm going to just end the recording here and officially end everything for the day.